Are you ready? It's time for another great infotaining show filled with power-packed business and life information. Welcome to Your Future Is Now with your host, Jim Grant, and co-host, Don McGrath. Want to know how to create a fantastic TED Talk? Or how you can become an author or a speaker or build your own online business? Maybe it's reaching a level of success in your life that you deserve. Their show is designed to provide information to assist you towards your success and destiny. Each week, Jim and Don will interview a special guest and share exciting lessons. So grab a pen and paper. Take some notes. Thanks for joining the show. Now, here's Jim.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant, and welcome to the show, Your Future Is Now. We got started just a few minutes late today. We've had some technical issues, and we're trying to get one of our guests on board, and we're going to work with that and work around it. But most importantly, we are here. We're live. We're going to put on a great show for you today, and I'm joined by my good friend and business associate, Dandy Don McGrath. Everybody say hello, Dandy Don. How you doing, sir?
I'm just dandy today, Jim. Thank you so much. Yeah, it's an absolutely fantastic day. First hot day of the summer here in Colorado, and it feels hot, but it feels wonderful. So I'm just doing fantastic today. And how about you?
Hey, doing real good, feeling real good. That's the most important thing. You know, as I was telling a friend of mine yesterday, I said, well, I'm vertical and I'm taking nourishment, so that you can't complain about that, you know?
Absolutely. My grandmother used to say pretty much the same thing. I'm upright and taking nourishment. There we go.
You bet. There's a lot to be said for that. And we're so thankful to be here. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. And last week we had on Mark Green. And we had Mark on back, I believe it was in May, but we brought him on again last week because he's got a summit coming up in July. And I believe the dates on that, let's see here right quickly if I can pull up my notes here. Yeah, the dates is July the 13th through the 18th of 2019. And what Mark did, he started out, he wanted to give back to the veterans, because he's a retired lieutenant colonel from the United States Army, and he wanted to provide, you know, resilience to be able to help the military personnel, their spouses, everybody associated with the military. That became his why. And as his why grew, it got bigger than what he expected. And if you want to find out more about that, just go to www.getresilientsummit.com. That's GETRESILIENTSUMMIT.com. And Dandy Don, in talking with Mark Green, you could just feel his passion about his why, couldn't you?
Absolutely. He's got tons of passion for what he's doing. And, you know, he calls himself the resilient warrior. That it really is. I mean, he's had resilience in his life. He's been able to make that transition successfully and find purpose in leaving the military. And he wants to be able to share that, share some of the lessons, provide the things that he's learned. And you know, one thing I really think that's extra cool about what Mark is doing with the summit is he realized that he doesn't know all the answers, that he's reaching out to a large community of experts to be able to put together this summer. I think it's over 60 speakers are going to be there at the summit. Mm-hmm. So realizing that not going this road alone is a powerful, powerful message.
It really is. And, you know, Don, you're going to be on the summit there, and I'm going to be there. And I think Bill Heinrich and Tamara Hunter, a couple of our executive training directors, will be there. But Mark's entire focus was at, hey, I need to get some good quality subject matter people in here so they can deliver value and be able to help those who are wanting to make that transition. And it's not just limited to the military. This is people wanting to, you know, come from where they are to where they want to be. A lot of people want change, but most importantly, you got to have a why. What is your reason? Why are you wanting to do this? Because that's where the stickability comes in. And he has opened the doors for everybody, not just limited military. And you can go register for free. It's all for free, too. That's the beauty in this. It's not one of those deals where it's free to attend, you got to pay to leave, or they're going to be giving you sales pitches or anything like that. That's not going to happen. But you can go to GetResilientSummit.com. And we just wanted to, you know, plug Mark again because of the value that he brings and the blessing that, he's going to provide for a multitude of people because he's got all kind of support on this thing. And Don, he was sharing with us how, you know, people are coming to him now and they're saying, tell me more. And that's because his why is so passionate. It just vibrates from him. And that's a good way of looking at when you want to develop your why. Because when you started writing books, Don, your why was that you wanted to share what you had learned on those, like in rock climbing, for example.
Yeah, you know, I think originally when I look back at the first book I wrote, well, how I got started on that is I saw my wife had been working an office job. Her name is Sylvia. She'd been working in an office jobs for virtually her whole adult life. And she hit that magical 50 years old and had a mini midlife crisis. And what she said was, gosh, I'm just so bored with this office job. I feel like there's more that I can do. And at the time I was making quite a good check as a director of engineering. And so I kept encouraging, well, just do it. You know, just go follow your passion. And what she did is she quit her job, went to culinary school, ended up opening a restaurant, and had the time of her life following her passion. And when she went to culinary school, she left me at home. She actually moved out of the house for 6 months. But you know what, Jim? The good thing is she ended up moving back in after 6 months, which is really good for me. But I looked at that and I was like, what's my next thing? What's my big passion? And so that's what really sent me on that journey is seeing what someone else was doing, particularly my wife, and saying, hey, this is something I wanted to go discover my bigger purpose.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I just got a message from our our guest that, you know, Dr. Charles Weber, he's trying to get online with us. We've had some technical issues, so I was being a little preoccupied there, but we're really looking forward to having him on the show. And if not, we're going to be sharing a lot of great information with you. And also next week, I just want to let everyone know that we will not be live next week. We're going to put on a show that we covered some time ago, Dustin Matthews. He's one of our executive training directors. And what Dustin is sharing in that particular show is the fact that when you go to college, they don't teach you how to balance a checkbook. They don't teach you how to become an entrepreneur. And the powerful message that he has there, I think it warrants to be replayed on next Friday, July the 5th. How do you feel about that, Don?
I think it's going to be absolutely fantastic. If you didn't catch it before, catch it this time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you know, we were talking about some of our members that joined the speakerspathway.com because our show is sponsored by speakerspathway.com. And Don and I, we just got done creating a video of our why. Why did we create speakerspathway.com? We wanted to see some changes. We saw some things that weren't right. But you know, Don, what would you say was our big why?
Our big why was we saw people not getting the training when they need it and getting the ongoing support. We saw people just paying a ton of money, racking up credit card debt, not getting any results, and then having to go back and stop following their own dreams. And so for us, this is a give back, right? This is when we were planning on putting this video together, you know, it just kind of occurred to us that that's our big why is this is, you know, we've kind of had our careers. We've made our money. This is really about turning around, grabbing hold of someone's hand and pulling them up and really helping them.
You're exactly right. And another reason why our big why was is that we didn't see anyone taking the initiative. And it's kind of like the old saying that invention is a need is the invention of a mother of invention. And that's exactly what we saw, because as our paths kept crisscrossing back and forth, Don and I saw the same things over and over and over. And we knew there had to be a better way, but no one was doing anything about it. So we just sat down and we started talking and we started putting together Google documents and things of this nature. And it just all, our why became such a passion with us, is that it just, you know, it led us. We followed the energy. That's the key that I want to share with you folks today, because whenever you have a why and you got a passion, let the energy flow. Because, you know, Don and I, as you very well know, Don, we put on the Pathway for Vets event back in January in Colorado Springs. We did not have anything on our radar about being on Mark Green's summit. We did not have anything on our radar about the two affiliations that we've got. All three of these came to us, didn't they?
They did. And really, like you said, it's just following where the energy goes. You know, the Pathway for Vets kind of came about as out of a visit that you had to Colorado Springs, right? You went over to Fort Carson and you saw kind of a need for something. You talked to the people over there. We were like, okay, this is what we should do. We should do the Pathway for Vets event and accomplish what we wanted to accomplish in a couple different areas. So really just following that energy of where things want to go, and not getting so hung up on what you want, not getting so hung up on what you want. Right, Jim?
Oh, absolutely. Because whenever you get focused on your wants, you're getting focused on your needs. But when you're looking at why you're doing something, the passion within, then you're focusing on what do others need. That should be your overall mission and your overall goal. And Don, I love the way that you put it whenever you say, you start with the end result in mind, and you have this picture of this big elephant, the rear end of it. And that kind of removes all doubt, doesn't it?
That does. Just begin with the end in mind. Begin with the end in mind. And, you know, I like to think about want. You could want a cupcake, right? But you're not going to do much for that cupcake. Want is kind of wimpy.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be breaking just for a few minutes. We'll be right back right after these messages.
SpeakersPathway.com is the proud sponsor of Your Future Is Now, a show dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the vision and mission of Speakers Pathway. Dr. Sony Jackson's expertise is on the art of marketing while cultivating a long-term customer relationship in your business world. Do you know what to say or how to deliver your message to complete strangers? If so, Sony can help you. Tamara Hunter is a cancer survivor and works with people to focus their message or mission to the audience they want to reach. Do you feel called to create a movement to make the world a better place? If so, Tamara can help you. For additional information from any of our executive training directors, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Do you ever wonder if you're the only woman who runs errands in her yoga pants so it will look like she went to the gym? Or how about the only mom who feeds her kids raw cookie dough? Or are you the only one who cooks her family cold cereal for dinner? Do you need more laughter and less loudness? More self-love and less self-loathing? More joy and less judgment? You're not alone. Come to the living room. A place where we get comfy, candid, and confident together. Come seeking sanctuary and leave feeling renewed. We're saving a seat for you. Give yourself some living room today.
Hey And ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. We're back with you after the commercial. And Dandy, Don, and I, we've been talking a lot about why and your passion and all that. Let me ask you a question. What is it that you want to do? What is it that is your calling? Because we've got members of the speakerspathway.com. They were wanting to do something for a long, long time. They tried many different avenues, but no one gave them clarity until they came to us. And the person who was mainly responsible for that clarity is Dandy Don McGrath. Dandy Don, in your coaching calls, you've helped a lot of people get clarity on their why, haven't you?
I have, and it's just an honor to work with the members and help them get that clarity. And I just had someone the other day who's a coach. It's what they do, right? And mm-hmm. I was helping them get clarity on their message for a talk that they're working on. And they stopped and they just started giggling and they just started laughing. And they said, you know, I do this for other people all day and all night, but I can't do it for myself. And so having someone else, and I said, you know, that's why I have a coach. You know, I don't care what level of coach you are. You have a coach because when you're so close to something, you really need someone to help to give you that clarity. And many of the people that we see come to Speaker's Pathway, because they haven't found that momentum, that success, they're trying a million things and they have a million things going on, right? And they're stretched thin and they're not making progress on anything. So one of the biggest things that I've found in my coaching calls is really finding out what is the most important thing for them to get done. And then we work together on that. It's really simple, but it works miracles.
It really does, because you got to get focused on that bullseye. You got to be on target, and you can't have a shotgun effect. And we had Emerson Brantley on here a few weeks ago, and of course you and I took a course under Emerson on branding. And Emerson, I don't remember what the question was, but he asked me, you know, why I was wanting to do something. And I gave him an answer, and he looked at me and he says, that's not an answer. But grassroots reality questions like that is what brings you down to reality. That's why we asked, what is your why? Why is it that you want to do? And you're sitting there and you're listening either on going down the road on the radio or on the internet, or you're watching this on podcast or listening to it on podcast or iTunes later. The fact of it is, ladies and gentlemen, let me ask you a question. What is it that you really want to do in the back of your mind? What's your passion? And the reason why you got to have clarity on that, I know, Don, you've been on the stage with Les Brown, and I love one of Les Brown's example. He says, where's the richest place on planet Earth? And I'm standing there, and I'm thinking, you know, I don't know, maybe Abu Dhabi. I knew it wasn't in my backyard where I grew up on a farm in North Carolina. And he says, the graveyard. And when he said that, everybody just stared at him, including me. He said, because there's where you're going to see all the books that were never written. There's where you're going to see all of the dreams that were never fulfilled. There's where you're going to see all of the medical inventions and all the inventions that could be a blessing to mankind buried there. And the reason why they're buried there was that the person never had clarity. They never had passion. They never had a real why they wanted to develop those things or create those things. And Don, you being an author, and you tell people all the time about what it's like to be an author. You've written 6 books. I mean, an author, there's a lot of people out there that want to get their story down, but they haven't figured out their why. They want to do it, but they don't know how. And you provide a lot of good training in that.
Well, what I find is about half the people that I meet, when they find out that I've written a book, and like Jim said, I've written 6 books, but I always preface that by, I always follow that by 4 good ones. Okay, there's a couple of stinkers in there, and I usually say 4 good books. About half the people I meet say, I want to write a book. I really want to write a book. But about 0.1% of us actually do it. Mm-hmm. And what I find is people get into it, and they start thinking, well, you know, I'm not like a Les Brown. I'm not like a Susie Orman. I'm not like, well. Here's the thing. Here's the hard truth. You have you have learned things through your struggles, through all the thousands of hours you spent on things and your accomplishments. And there are people who haven't done that quite yet. So all you need to be is a little bit ahead of somebody to help them. You don't have to be a Les Brown. You don't have to be a Susie Orman, right? All you have to be is a little more further down the road than the person that you want to help.
You're exactly right, because Don and I, we talk a lot about, you know, people connecting with you, because you're very, very special. You're created very uniquely. If you look at your fingerprint, I like to use a thumbprint as an example. You know that no one's had your thumbprint from the beginning of time to the end of time. My point being is that you've got certain gifts and talents. You've got certain things that you can deliver, and you can actually leave your imprint on someone that maybe Les Brown could not reach, or maybe Jim Grant couldn't reach, or Don McGrath, or any other speakers. We know a lot of speakers. And it's just like, you know, that's just human nature. Some people can connect with you when they can relate to your passion, and that's what you want to convey. And so many times people let fear, and even the fear of public speaking, known as glossophobia, hold them back. I suffer from that myself. And we just want to let you know that we're so glad that you're with us today. And I think we just got a message that Charles is on. Is Charles with us today?
That's right. Hey, how are you doing?
Fine. How you doing, Dr. Weber? We're so glad to have you on here. Me and Don, we've been, you know, just talking about people's why and their passion. We talked a little bit earlier about Mark Green, his summit coming up, and how that's really going to be a blessing to a lot of people to get resilience. And your subject today, I mean, you are a subject matter expert on dealing with PTSD and other things. Would you be so kind as to share with us what you're going to be sharing on the show today, please, sir?
Okay. Thank you once again, and I do appreciate this opportunity. And I suppose to kind of build on that resiliency and that the adversity that kind of happens when you take somebody from a, you know, very humble background, and then you put them in the most adverse conditions that a human being can go over, and that would be war, and how do they recover from that, and how do they grow from that, and what things are challenging to them. And so I think I really do want to acknowledge those challenges and acknowledge those difficulties, but also really focus on the strength that and the growth that can happen from those adversities, and, you know, moving past the acceptance and moving past just a treatment, and really trying to look at what those adversities brought out in a positive way. I mean, when you talk to thousands and thousands of patients, as I have, and really been very honored and blessed to have taken care of so many people and still continue to do so, and I'm just amazed at just the struggles and the trauma and the things that people have gone through, and their tremendous potential and their tremendous growth. I am amazed each time that my meds have very little to do with stuff. I can reduce symptoms, but it's really that person focusing on that, you know, the biological and the psychological, social and spiritual aspects that really show that kind of growth. So I guess that's a little precursor before we get into any kind of specifics.
Sure, absolutely, because I can relate to what you're saying there, because me being a Vietnam veteran, I came back from Vietnam in May or June of 1970. And, you know, we were just, you know, there was no support, no help, no nothing. And society looked at us like, well, what's your problem? You know, like it was self-inflicted on our behalf, and there wasn't any help. So that's why I'm so thankful that doctors like you and people like, you know, retired Lieutenant Colonel Mark Green is putting on this Get Resilience, because this is a need for people to be able to find resources and be able to go to subject matter experts who can help them get from where they are to where they want to be. And, you know, Dandy Don, your dad was a prisoner of war during World War II. And I wonder how much support was given to them when they came home. Do you know, do you have any idea?
You know, I just know anecdotally the community support was great. right? I think for that generation, I think the acceptance of returning from war was great. But my dad died when I was 7. He lived only 50 years old. So I can't help but imagine that there still were many of silent sufferers. I'll call them silent sufferers. My dad was a very quiet man. And I have a feeling it probably affected him more than he ever let on. He never talked about it. And I wish he had lived long enough for me to have that conversation with him. But I am forever grateful of people like Dr. Weber and others who are being resources for people to help them carry on and become resilient. It's important not to do this alone.
Absolutely, because I know that Dr. Weber, you're located in Colorado Springs, and when someone comes into your office, what are some of the things that they have available to them? I mean, as far as the different services that you provide there in Colorado Springs.
Sure. So the military rose me up, the 27 years kind of in uniform, some of those reserves, some of them med school, but they really did teach me to kind of, take the whole, take the mission, how do you care for somebody, how do you get them to that place, and then what resources can you do? And so I wanted to have a full, comprehensive outpatient kind of experience. And so I know, just as I said, that, a lot of psychiatrists, they open up a little shop and they kind of do their one or twos, and I thought we could do more. And so medications, are a part of that. So we're the biggest medication behavioral health provider in Colorado Springs. I have more than the local UC health system and the VA combined for behavioral health psychiatric providers. And then we also have the talk therapists, ranging from all psychologists, social workers, licensed marriage and family therapist, registered play therapist for kids with trauma. So we take a full range, and we also have the innovative aspects. So we have talk therapy, group therapy, all evidence-based, med management, as well as transcranial magnetic stimulation.
Okay, we got to take a commercial break. We'll be right back after these messages.
This show, Your Future Is Now, is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people to find their future. Is fear holding you back from your calling or your life mission? Do you struggle with taking that first step? If so, Bill Henrich is our catalyst to help you create perspectives with new possibilities that will bring you more peace, more joy, more love in your life and freedom. Do you struggle trying to build your strategy? Do you know how to reach your end results? If not, Gigi Ames is your expert in strategy and helping you create your step-by-step game plan to reach your finish line. For more information on creating the life you want to live, reach out to Bill Henrich. Or if Gigi Ames can help you with building your strategy with your end goal in sight, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
It's merging never heard.
We have a book titled The Art of Doing Nothing by Veronica Bien in our guest room by the bed. I'm telling you, this book is an impossible challenge. In the state of Maine, it's said that someone who bottoms chairs for a living is lazy, presumably because one's bottom is perpetually in the chair. To sozzle means to laze around or perform a task in a sloppy way. The word is mainly found in New England. A quote from 1848 describes the term as used by housekeepers in certain parts of Connecticut to refer to a lazy person. Other words for lazy people are abbey lubbers, scabberlotchers, and slaughter pooches. To me, the ultimate loblolly is someone who is too lazy to even fake like they're working.
It's merging never
heard. I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Words.
Mm-hmm.
Well, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your future is now is sponsored by speakerspathway.com. And during the break, we were talking a little bit because back in January, Dandy Don and I, we put on an event called the Pathway for Vets. And Dr. Charles Weber was one of the guest speakers there, did a tremendous job. And we had an individual there, a young man who attended, who was really in need. And we were just, all of us were just elated to realize that he went from living under a bridge to at least now he's got an apartment. And that's very, very important because, Chuck, you mentioned that, you know, whenever you don't have a home, that just kind of trumps everything else in your efforts. Would you share that with us, please?
Sure. And it goes, you know, I mentioned somebody much smarter than me, Maslow's hierarchy of needs kind of looked at that, needing that, you know, we need food, shelter, water, these basic necessities. It's very hard to move into that next level to deal with any of your trauma, your depression, your substance use, anything that you're kind of struggling with if you don't have those basic necessities. And so, really, I mean, even if you identify, hey, this person, you know, does have depression or does have, you know, any kind of medical condition, well, sometimes you've got to make sure and first get them a place and kind of figure that out. And we have partners all throughout Colorado Springs, and, you know, it's a, what they say, the big small town, right? And so, it's really easy to kind of reach out, especially, and there's so many different programs that want to help vets.
Yeah, absolutely, because with the different groups coming together, that produces quite a powerful package for the veterans and for those that's trying to, you know, get their life squared away, because that becomes the main reason. That's kind of like Don and I, we put together a package for the Speakers Pathway Coalition for subject matter experts to help people, you know, to create their why. And Don, I know that you and I, we've talked about this quite a bit, how, you know, when you're trying to help someone, you got to figure out where they're coming from, where it is they want to go, and then you've got to just, you know, determine what's the best path for them.
Yeah, exactly. And the path can be different for everyone. And that's one thing that you and I saw is, you know, the typical situation is, you know, so-and-so is a big speaker, big author, and, well, do it my way because this worked for me. Well, guess what? That may not work for other people. So what we try to do in our program, it's you're joining a community where people can give you guidance and say, well, if this is a good path for you, and help tell people to uncover what that path is and then help you keep moving forward.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing that I like about what Chuck is doing there in Colorado Springs with all the groups that work together, each individual is treated like an individual. Everything that they do for this individual, this is a custom path. This is not, you know, one size fits all by any stretch of the imagination. And Chuck, if you'd like to expand on that, I certainly would appreciate it because I know the listeners would find that interesting.
Sure, thanks. That's it, kind of expanding on even that kind of services. I don't know if the best thing is going to be meds for somebody or the best thing is going to be therapy. I mean, some people are resistant or it takes a different path. They're at a different place in their life, and they're also at a different place of understanding and insight. And so you meet the person where they're at. And, you know, trying to put, you know, page 49 of a protocol into place that might not work for that individual, well, you know, that's just not going to work very well, and that's not going to go over.
Absolutely, because yeah, go ahead, sir.
Mm-hmm. No, to be that successful, to understand the rapport, kind of listen to that person's story, and kind of figure out where they're at, and then make that kind of fit where on those places that they need. Now, some things, you know, we have stuff with doctors is, well, you have three concerns, but I have one major one. And so, you know, we always do a balancing act of making sure and, you know, asking that person, well, what can I do for you? And then this is what I see. And then let's just find that balance. And sometimes that might not be even mental health. That might be getting to somebody that knows how to get homeless shelter, how to get a job, and, you know, how to deal with somebody's marriage. So, I mean, these things are all important, and that first step is kind of going through the door.
I can see that, because it's kind of hard to get to the second or third thing going if you haven't addressed the one big issue that's hitting them right square between the eyes. And I tip my hat to what you're doing there, and what all the people you're associated with there. And when you spoke at the Pathway for Vets event, I mean, I was so impressed with you, with the amount of information and knowledge that you shared with the attendees there, and just opened my eyes that, gee whiz, I thought, man, I wish we had even a tenth of that when I come back from Vietnam, because we didn't have that support channel. And that's very, very critical, especially today with all the military with multiple tours of duty. My son has served 23 years, and he has pulled multiple tours of duty in Afghanistan and Iraq. And he's got about 2 years left before he retires. But, you know, this multiple tour of duty, the transition coming off of the military, coming out of the military, getting back to civilian life, even with no major problems, that's a transition in itself. And even there, folks like, Chuck, I mean, you could be a great blessing to people just trying to get their mental GPS recalibrated to civilian life, you know?
Correct. I mean, we're definitely one of those data points, and hats off to your son and all those that have served, or also the silent portion. I mean, I'm sure that spouse, the kids, I mean, they all are part of that puzzle, right? And so that cohesion goes at every level. You don't, the old saying, if you haven't taken care of the family, you're not going to take care of the service member, the soldier, the sailor, the Marine. So that those are all a package deal, and that lack of cohesion that kind of happens whenever you transfer out of the military, it is very difficult. That level of isolation, if you don't have clinical depression, you might have all the symptoms, of that kind of isolation. Alcoholism kind of goes up through the roof. There's a lot of despondency. We've lost that identity. So those that can make that transition a little bit earlier, and also the things that I learned at your guys' Pathways of Vets, and how many other people had ideas to kind of regain a new identity and take advantage of all those different skills that they have. I thought that was really, really impressive. Definitely.
Well, thank you. Yeah, because one of the things that we stressed there at the Pathway for Vets was that, for the spouses, because their unemployment rate is three times that of the national average. And Don and I, we saw a need there. And that need was very simple, because we want to create a laptop lifestyle career for someone that wants to become an entrepreneur. So therefore, most of the organizations there in around military bases are focused on getting them a job. And that's great. But when they get orders transferring them to Fort Huachuca, Arizona, or Fort Sam Houston, Texas, that many times the job does not follow. And so that's part of the resiliency that we're providing for, the military, not only for the military member, but the spouse. And we want to give a shout out to the spouses, because they serve this country too. They make a heck of a commitment to this country. And Andy, Don, we were there in Colorado Springs. It just amazed us how the energy just took over from what we had planned and the way it went. Would you share that with us?
Sure. The energy was fantastic in the room, and it kind of surprised, I think, both of us, Jim. And we had been so hung up in all the details of, oh, are we going to have water? There's the signs, are they in the right places? Are people going to find this? Can people register? That to see the outcome of, like what Dr. Webb was saying, all these, the sharing of ideas, the sharing of new concepts, this idea that it's never been easier to be an entrepreneur and live from anywhere that you want to live. So yeah, it was, people were sticking around 45 minutes after all the events were over, because the energy was so high in the room, and they would say to us, hey, you guys put on such a great event. We're like, no, we didn't. We just got out of the way. We just lined up the room and got out of the way.
You're exactly right. And the thing that I'm glad that you shared that with us, Don, is like what Chuck is doing there and the resources that he works with there, the other organizations, that same kind of energy is flowing to the people that are in transition, people who are in need. And I imagine, Chuck, that's a very rewarding experience to be able to take someone and help them get from where they are to where they want to be. And I know you've got thousands of success stories like that. If you could just share a little bit with us about that, if you would, please.
Sure. So, you know, one of the biggest things, I'm also addiction board certified, and you know, you see these kind of life-changing events, and I'll just use it in particular. So everybody knows we have a huge opioid problem in the United States, correct?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the media has a different kind of take on it, and I will tell you the studies show only about 2% are coming from doctor shopping. So most of it is illicit, you know, illicit coming from across the border or porous kind of aspects or being made, and, of course, heroin being one of the number one, right? Well, we both my wife and I, she's a physician as well. She's kind of left doing some of the family practice. All she does is addiction. But when you see some of these patients get through the program and new medications called buprenorphine with naltrexone, it's a medication that basically hits some of those opioid receptors and also blocks the euphoria with another med called naltrexone. And so they can get through and taper down in a safe way, start having a job, start having a life, and you see their life just transform over the weeks and months, and we have taken care of somebody for a few years. It's just amazing to kind of see them kind of grow and, you know, improve in so many different aspects of their life.
Well, I bet so, because being able to experience that firsthand, I mean, my goodness, the reward from that, I mean, that's just off the chart, I tell you. You know, Dandy Don, can you imagine that if we were able to take someone, and I know we have taken some members from where they are to where they want to be. Well, when you see them grow, Don, because you're the one that does all the coaching. We're going to talk about this after the commercial break. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much.
Future is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com, and just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. You may have heard that a picture is worth 1,000 words. Well, a video is worth 1,000 pictures. Koji Simaldi says, if you're not using video in 2019, you're going to get left behind. Most people feel lost or confused when it comes to marketing. Preston Martelli is a marketing guru whose strategies are both art and science in growing your business. Preston helps you make the right decisions that are predictable, measurable, and scalable. For additional information about Koji, Preston, or any of our executive training directors, go to our website at speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
You seen the video of the little seal that jumped into the back of a boat to escape being eaten by killer whales? A family was whale watching near Vancouver Island, British Columbia, when they noticed a pod of orcas swimming around their boat. All of a sudden, a harbor seal swam up to the stern of their boat and jumped in with the orcas hot on his tail. When a whale leaps out of the water, exposing most of its body, it's called breaching. There are 32 different species of seals distributed throughout the world and are found from polar to tropical waters. The largest concentrations of seals in the U.S. are in California and New England. Everyone who has seen the video agrees this was one lucky seal. What's another word for the fear of the sea? Thalassophobia.
It's Marching Neighbor.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Thank you. And welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant, your host, and I'm joined with Dr. Chuck Weber. Also, my good friend, Dandy Don McGrath. Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And right, we're getting ready to break. I was talking to Dandy there to share with us about how it feels to take a member that's been trying and trying and trying, and then you coach them and direct them. Because I know you've had many success stories there, Dandy. Would you share a little bit of that with us, please?
Sure. The one that comes most to mind, because it's most recent, is one of our newest members just joined, and they initially thought they wanted to speak. And in some coaching that we engaged in, some coaching calls, turns out what she really wants to do is write her next book. And so we got talking about that and talking about, well, you know, how do you do that? And what foundation do you need in place before you start writing or when you start writing to build an audience? Because the worst thing I see authors do is they spend all this time, hundreds of hours on their book. They publish it and there's no one there to receive it. They haven't built an audience. So I gave her some really simple things. We looked at what her website was doing, talked about some strategies. She went over to a website platform that I personally use that's really easy to use and very inexpensive. And it just totally changed. And she says, I have been needing this. She sent me an email last night, in fact. I have been needing this guidance for so long, and it's you made it so simple. This is going to be a game changer for me. So, and that I live for those. I mean, that's why I do this. Right?
Absolutely, so. Because I can imagine Chuck, when he has someone coming in, you know, he's got to figure out where they're coming from, what's their problems, what's the major obstacles that's blocking them, and then figure out a game plan on how to help them. And, you know, Chuck, I know that you've had thousands and thousands of success stories there. And let me just ask you a question. If someone wanted to know more about you, how could they get in touch with you?
Sure. Well, we do have a website, www.fcsprings.com, and that's family care. We also have Family Care Center, so fccsprings.com. I got both of them. But so, you know, starting on the web, taking a look, we have a contact page. We have a Google business site. So, you know, we have a Facebook site. All these places for Family Care Center. It's probably a place I kind of tell people, hey, this is where you kind of begin. Let us know. You can look at our, you know, pretty huge staff. We have about 58 people now, at least 38 providers. So we're very blessed to have a huge location of tons of different experts with different varying degrees, but all military and veteran culturally competent, because that's our mainstay. But we are open to other insurers as well. So I think probably starting with that website would probably be great. But, yeah, I've moved from a few years ago. I was 99% all TRICARE and vets, and now I'm about 80%. So we take about 20% of other insurers right now.
That's really great, because when you mentioned that about the 58 different subject matter experts you have there, that will enable a person who goes to your website to be able to maybe connect or relate to one specialist as opposed to another. And that's a huge advantage for you. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yeah, I would definitely agree. And I have a line that I've told the staff and I tell the patients. I'm like, use us like tissue paper until you find somebody you connect with. So you might read about him, you might actually see him a few times, and like, this is not going to work. Well, you know what? I got it. Now go to the next, you know, and let's see what fits for you. Because that rapport, just like coaching, right? If that rapport, that connection is much more important than the technique at times. You know, yes, we have techniques. I know big words. I have a thing. I'm educated beyond my intelligence. But for the most part, it's that connection with another human being that you really want.
It really is, and that's what makes everybody – see, we're social creatures, and we got to be able to connect with people that we can relate to. And that's extremely important, especially for your veterans out there. You're making a transition. Maybe you're suffering from PTSD. Maybe you're just, you know, hadn't got everything figured out yet. There's nothing wrong with you. It's okay. Take a deep breath and relax. But most importantly – just like Chuck is sharing with us, he's got 58 members on his staff. There is a whole slew of resources out there of people who are interested in helping you get from where you are to where you want to be. And, you know, Dandy, you know, in thinking about that, that's really a tremendous blessing of living in this country, isn't it?
Absolutely. And you don't have to go it alone. We talked about this a little bit on one of the breaks, that you don't have to go this alone. And we also talked about during one of the breaks, the importance of having someone sit down and listen to kind of what you're struggling with, because sometimes what you think is the problem may not really be at the heart of the problem. And sometimes it's having someone, a coach, or a service provider like Dr. Weber, really listen and help you kind of uncover what really is the problem.
Yeah, you're exactly right, because a lot of times we get focused on something that's more of a distraction, and it's not really the problem. It's just like I shared earlier in the program here, when Emerson asked me a question, and I answered the question, and he says, that's not an answer. But it was the answer I was always using and coming to. And I think with what Dr. Weber there is doing, getting people down to that grassroots reality, okay, this is where you are. This is what we're going to start at. And getting them focused on that, I think that's probably the starting point. And I'm certainly not a doctor, so let me ask Chuck if he would help us out on that a little bit, please, sir.
Well, I'm not really a doctor there. I just stayed at Holiday Inn Express. But no, I'm a doctor. But, you know, that it's that 50-meter target, right? And so, once again, they might come in, you know, because their spouse, their wife, basically gave them an ultimatum. You will come in or else, you know, and then they're really coming in there to check a block. When you get down to it, I'll tell you, probably my number one thing I treat is insomnia. I mean, it's something I can do immediately, something I can get them to sleep, you know, tonight. And I've been challenged by hundreds of patients. They're like, well, I've been on everything, doc. Well, there is a reason why I kind of studied a lot. So a lot of combinations and other kind of aggressive kind of psychopharmacology in a safe way. But there's a way to do things to hit a lot of the different sleep centers with different aspects. And that'll get you to sleep. And having a good night's sleep, oh, my gosh, it just changes somebody's outlook. They can finally listen. They can have energy, less irritability. It's probably the number one thing that we kind of initially treat with, and then it gets and opens the door, because then they're amenable to, well, heck, I was able to sleep. Maybe there's something else. And then they'll go into talk therapy, or maybe they're a candidate for that transcranial magnetic stimulation. So all of those things. But I'll tell you, insomnia is my main thing.
It's interesting you say that, because I had a little outpatient surgery on Monday. And prior to the surgery and since the surgery, I haven't had good night's rest. I mean, I wake up every couple hours, hour and a half or whatever, and I toss and turn, and I don't get the proper rest that I do. And I know from experience, and Don can attest to this, there are some times that my reasoning and my remembrance is just not what it used to be. but it's because of you don't get the proper rest. And I'm really glad you brought that up, because there's a lot of people out there that would just like to have a good night's rest. And to know that if you're in Colorado Springs and you're hearing this broadcast and you want some relief, I would highly recommend for you to contact Dr. Weber. And at least that's a starting point. If you can just get some rest, my goodness. I mean, Don, after you climb a rock, yeah, he's a rock climber. You come in climbing rocks all day, you sleep real good, can't you, brother?
I had no trouble sleeping last night. I climbed all day yesterday. Sleep is not a problem. But in these cases that you're talking about, Dr. Weber, that's, you know, it's interesting. It's like I see in coaching. That's probably not the real underlying problem. But if you can get a quick win with someone, if you can get them to see something and experience something that makes a difference in their life, they're in with you, right?
Oh, definitely, for sure. It is something that's actually pretty easy to do. And you know, a lot of primary care, or maybe other people that just, you know, they throw one or two things and, oh, okay, well, I can't treat you. I don't really know. Well, you go research it. I tell people, if you find a doc who says they know everything, go find another doc. I'm going to go look it up. I'm going to go check it out. I tell all my providers, I'm like, if you think that you know everything, you're wrong. It's a lifelong learning kind of process. And I think it's not just medicine. That's in everything. Don't you agree?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, because it's not an all in all. And we're getting kind of down on time. We got about 2 minutes or so left. But I just want to mention everyone out there that on Toginet, TOGINET.com, after the show later on today, Roy is going to publish the radio show. I'll have the description in there, and I will have all of the website and contact information for you to be able to get in touch with Dr. Charles Weber. Our show will also be on iTunes, and you can see that there. You can click on iTunes. It'll jetpack you right on over there. And Dandy Don, as we're getting ready to wrap up today, do you have anything that you'd like to share with anyone, any closing thoughts or anything? And then we'll turn it over to Chuck.
I think this whole discussion around the importance of not going it alone, reaching out, getting help, you don't have to go it alone. And sometimes what you think is the problem isn't. So anyone who's out there struggling with something, whether it be something physical, something a psychosocial kind of an issue, reach out to the right kind of person who can help you and just have an opening conversation. Nothing ventured, nothing gained, nothing lost.
That's really amazing, yeah, because Chuck, you're located there in Colorado Springs. We've got about 1 minute left. What would you like to share with the folks as we get ready to close the show?
Well, just that, almost just kind of piggybacking off of Don, just come in and walk through the door. That is the first thing, is to try to, because that personal stigma is still right now probably the hardest thing to kind of go over it. So you can walk through the door, give a call. Come to the website and make a connection. And if we're not the right place for you, I'll find somebody else. So just give us the opportunity.
That's really amazing, and I really appreciate that, because therefore the person, if they walk in and if it's not a good fit for them, Dr. Weber is just going to be right up front with you, because that's the same thing that Don and I share with some people, because we've had people approach us with different ideas that's outside of our mission and outside of our capability. And we just tell them, we're not a good fit for you, but we recommend them to, you know, places where they could be, you know, get the information that they want or be able to excel. Ladies and gentlemen, we're out of time for the day. We just want to thank Dr. Charles Weber for being our guest, and all the information will be on the description of the show. Thank you again. We're going to be on iTunes, and we'll be seeing you next week. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.